WCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio here the 24th of February, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live, aren't we, Jared? Okay, I got the big thumbs up. And
well, because, good morning, you know, good morning, about, Linda. Good morning. I just scooted in. Excuse me.
Impeccable timing.
I haven't even opened my mouth yet, except for to drive through the coffee and say, I'm late. Anyway.
Naked coffee.
Well, yes, absolutely. I like to support local and move around. But, you know, the guys have been moving around. Pat and Jim and the gang here have been moving around with different wiring and sounds. So I'm really happy the way that the mics are sounding today.
Well, you know, they're doing a lot of work.
Yeah, which is great. Upgrading stuff.
What's the weather look like?
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 60, mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of 38. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high of 68 and overnight lows of 37. Friday, sunny with a high of 64 Friday night. Mostly clear with a low of 38. Sounds like this is a great time to be out doing some yard work. Saturday, sunny, high of 62. And Sunday, sunny with a high of 67. So you know I'm going to ask you to do some honeydews.
Well, what was the temperature going to be? What's the range on Saturday, did you say?
Why?
Well, I'm just wondering.
The range on Saturday will be 62, overnight lows 38.
Oh, sorry. I can only work between 61 and 31. So I don't think I can work in that range.
Okay, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
If it's Wednesday morning, it's got to be Rob Burt. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Okay.
You look much more rested today than last week.
Carl was saying the opposite.
Kind of walked in.
Oh, no. Last week he said his dad knocked on the door and he literally rolled out of bed and got in his car. I mean, yeah, of course he put some clothes on, but I just think it's cute. So we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
This weekend is the
Golden Globes are on Sunday. They start at 5 p.m., I believe, Pacific Standard Time. That might be Eastern Standard Time. And this is the first of the major big award shows this season. That is usually the case. The only difference is that the Golden Globes usually take place on the first weekend of January, not the last weekend of February. But it's a weird year. Award shows were all kind of pushed back 2 months. So after this will kind of start giving us an indication on who's going to end up where. The Golden Globes aren't super important in terms of the actual award. They're voted on by 70 people, and as seems to be proven every single year, it's a corrupt organization
is
not super well run, that has a ton of problems.
Kind of like our government.
Hey, look.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, stop pulling your punches. You say they're... Yeah, I meant, you know, that was a joke. Stop pulling your punches.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it.
Am I offending you this morning, Rob?
No, no.
Things I'm saying?
No, not at all.
Tell me what you said about the amount of power that they seemingly have.
The amount of power they seemingly have is way more than the amount of power they actually have. If you look at the Critics' Choice Awards or the Oscars or the Writers Guild of America Awards or Directors Guild of America Awards, all of these have so many people voting for them. I mean, the Oscars is literally thousands, and the other ones is somewhere between hundreds to thousands. The HFPA, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, is 70 people. So a film like Music that got terrible, awful reviews ended up here probably because the people behind the movie were able to financially support it and try to convince a bunch of people. You also see the Golden Globes oftentimes nominating movies because they want actors from that movie to attend the awards show. You saw it with I don't remember the movie, but there was one year where Johnny Depp was nominated. It was his only nomination amid the whole award season, and it was a terribly reviewed movie, and a lot of people think it happened just because Johnny Depp showed up. The reason people usually watch the Golden Globes is because it's a fun award show. It's a lot more fun than, say, the Oscars. But this year, what are the award shows going to be, you know? They can't have huge in-person gatherings, so they're going to be really boring, and I think that a lot of people are going to tune off to award shows in general, but especially the Golden Globes this year.
Well, they've been losing viewership.
Well, I can tell you that we have friends that, and I'm among them, who look forward to watching the beautiful presentation of what people wear. I know that sounds ridiculous, but that to me is part of almost like, you know, when you watch a football game and you watch, why do people watch, which we can't even say that right now, watch the Super Bowl is because of the commercials. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a lot of the films, but I do like to see the old Hollywood glamour. And yeah. So do my friends. I want to see who's walking down the stairs, you know, in the presentation, who has done the red carpet, and then from there you may watch a film, especially if it's gotten a bunch of awards.
Yeah, that's why they have a 2 to 3 hour pre-show that's really just focused on that. It's focused on stopping celebrities on the red carpet and asking them about their outfits. Yeah.
Right.
So in terms of what's predicted to win at the Golden Globes, I can share a little bit here.
Okay.
So starting with Best Film Drama, it's kind of a front runner between two different films. One is The Trial of the Chicago 7, and one is Nomadland. Now, Nomadland is the front runner in a bunch of other award shows. The difference between the Golden Globes and a lot of other ones is that the Golden Globes usually go for the less artistic, feel-good movie. If Nomadland ends up winning at the Golden Globes here, it is almost a lock at a bunch of other award shows. If Trial of the Chicago 7 wins, it will become a two-way race between Nomadland and Trial of the Chicago 7, but Nomadland still seems like it's probably going to be the front runner. In Best Film Drama Lead Actress, this category has been kind of a toss-up at a lot of different points. You've seen different actresses showing up at the number one spot. Right now, by an overwhelming majority, people are predicting Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman. This one would make sense, especially for the Golden Globes. It's definitely a very flashy, big performance. Best Film Drama Lead Actor, the front-runner prediction right now by a landslide is Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which he will most certainly be winning for this movie. It's not entirely because he died. His performance in it is insane and incredible, but this is their last chance to ever nominate Chadwick Boseman, and for the movies he did, he proved himself as an incredible
wonderful,
actor.
Wonderful, yes.
Yeah, so they will definitely be handing him that award. Best Film Comedy Musical. This one is a much less competitive category this year. Sometimes you'll see movies that are dramas but have some comedic aspects land up here. But a lot of the Best Picture films were very clearly strongly dramas this year. So in terms of what's predicted to win, the front runner right now is Borat Subsequent Movie Film, the second one. What could surprise and show up, which I'm surprised this is even counted as a film, but it's Hamilton, which is the live recording that was put on Disney Plus.
Yes.
For some reason, that's considered a movie. I don't know why, but it is. So
well, because it's on video. No, I'm just saying is they're doing it because of it's another way of bringing people in.
Exactly.
More people. I mean.
There's not a category, is there?
It would be a musical.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a
category? It's in the comedy musical category.
Okay,
My problem is that Hamilton is a live recording of a show that happened in 2016, and there is nothing original.
No, I'm laughing because you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. But Rob, what about movies that are made? I guess the whole thing is if it's made over several years, and some movies are made over several years.
I don't really mind when it's made because it's always about when it releases. The problem with Hamilton is that it released on Broadway in 2015, and this is just recording it. We can't just go on and record different huge historical events. I mean, by that same logic, if, you know, I don't know, Disney Plus releases a recording of the inauguration next year, is the inauguration eligible for best motion picture drama?
Like, maybe.
You know,
yeah, I'm not arguing about it because I always used to think the Golden Globes was kind of like one of those, you know, the premier one.
Mm-hmm.
It's only since you've been on the show that I've realized that
it's not as important.
Not. Yeah.
And then do we still have a little bit of time or do we need
to... We're going to take a break. Okay. You want to hang on for a few minutes after that? Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, where I am making making a phone call today to 244-9478 to make an appointment to get my haircut by the best place in town, the only place I've gotten my haircut for 14 years. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They're located, of course, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. 7:15 in the morning and 24th of February. We'll be right back.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241 241- 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, 7:19 in the morning, and it's the 24th of February. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a great selection, super prices. Everything from estate jewelry to Native American to pieces designed by Rebecca and Henry. If you want your own special piece of jewelry, you know, sit down with them, say, hey, I want to design something. They'll build it, bring in gems from all the world if that's what you want, and you're going to have a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry. All this at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Amazing place.
Amazing place. Hey, we're here with Rob Burke, who is our movie critic and has been doing this for, how long have you been? A couple of years now.
Long time.
Doing this since you were... I have a photo of you, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
From, like, 10 years ago. And in looking at that, and I'm not even sure why I have the photo, except that you were doing... I think you're with your parents or something like this, and mm-hmm. it was some event. And you haven't changed a whole lot, except gotten a lot bigger,
mm-hmm.
like that. Okay, we were talking about the Golden Globes.
Right.
And what's next on your agenda here? Because we're going to stretch you out here for another 10 minutes.
So, and for the Best Film, Comedy, / Musical, Lead Actress category, this one is one of the categories where it's pretty obvious who's going to take it. Maria Bakalova, who was in Borat's subsequent movie film, she is most easily going to take the category. It's not a super stacked category this year anyways, but also she's been picking up a lot of steam and a lot of energy along the way. She really started to pick up when a bunch of different award shows in a row were nominating her mm-hmm. for lead actress.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's looking like she's probably going to be nominated at the Oscars. So definitely you can count on her for Best Film, Comedy, Musical, Lead Actress. Best Film, Comedy, / Musical, Lead Actor. This one will also most likely be Borat star Sacha Baron Cohen. He will probably end up taking this one. Again, another surprise that could come up is Lin-Manuel Miranda could win for the Hamilton recording.
Oh.
Not movie, recording. All right. Because he was eligible for being nominated, and it wouldn't be too surprising if they wanted to hand it to
That's
him.
That's cool.
So, Best Film, Supporting Actress. Now, it's weird. The Golden Globes, they have, for lead actor and lead actress, they separate it into drama and musical or comedy. For supporting actor and supporting actress, they don't. It's just one category. So, for Best Supporting Actress, this one is a bit of a tight race. It's a little bit unclear on who's going to win here. Amanda Seyfried for Mank has been the front runner for a long time. But what's happened is you've seen Amanda Seyfried slowly not getting nominated at certain places and actually ending up losing, like, quite a few awards.
Now, let me ask you this, because she's a pretty good actress. I mean,
yeah.
And she's got a wide range. I mean, anything from Mamma Mia to a number of dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is it just...
I think that Mank
has she offended people? Or?
No, I think it's just the movie. I think okay. that Mank is a very... It was a very disappointing movie for a lot of people.
I liked Mank.
Yeah.
Liked Mank.
What was that about?
It was
Mankiewicz?
Yeah.
Oh, Mankiewicz.
It's black and white. Yeah.
Right.
And a lot of people were expecting it to be one of the best movies of the year, and a lot of people didn't find it to be so. And I think Amanda Seyfried was the one thing that kind of came out of that and was guaranteed a nomination. But as time has gone on, she's gotten nominated less and less.
How about Gary Oldman? He was fabulous.
Oldman was great.
Is he nominated?
Nominated.
Okay.
I think at this award show, let me see. Yeah, he was nominated, but he most definitely will not win.
Well, at least he's nominated.
Yeah.
So that's a nod.
And so the other contender for Best Supporting Actress is Olivia Colman for The Father. This movie... She plays a daughter of a man, played by Anthony Hopkins, who is suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So apparently her performance in it is great. The problem with The Father is that it's had a very hard time with distribution. It's coming out this weekend, but it's kind of confusing to what capacity it's coming out. And it was sent as screeners, but apparently a lot of the screeners didn't work, or they failed, or they weren't sent out properly, and as a result, not enough people ended up seeing the father. For Best Supporting Actor, this one is seeming every single day like it's more and more of Daniel Kaluuya's award for his film Judas and the Black Messiah. He is incredible in the movie, and I think that Daniel Kaluuya is one of the best actors that we have in Hollywood right now, and I've thought that since Get Out. He is incredible. He's super easy to watch on the screen. Your eyes are just glued to him when he's there, and he's just picked up a lot of energy. The other possible contenders, both of them, I wouldn't be too surprised if they ended up winning, is Sacha Baron Cohen again for The Trial of the Chicago 7, and Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami. When things were starting out, Leslie Odom Jr. was actually the front runner, and he's dropped off a bit since, just because the hype around One Night in Miami in general just kind of died off.
Want to hear about One Night in Miami? What is it?
That one is a film directed by Regina King, and it's a fictional what-if scenario if Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, Muhammad Ali, and Jim Brown all met in a hotel room one night.
Is it a kind of a spoof? Or is
No, it's serious.
Okay.
It's a drama, and it's very...
But it's based on, not on facts, though.
It's based on real people, just not a real event.
It's not a real event.
Regina King. Interesting. I would think about somebody like the scriptwriter, how... You know, for Regina King is such a wonderful actress. This is her first attempt at directing.
Yeah, and she did a great job. It's not being nominated as much as predicted, but she definitely did a really good job on the movie, and I would recommend it.
All right,
it's on Amazon Prime. For Best Film Director, this one is also kind of pretty obvious on who's going to win. Chloe Zhao for Nomadland. Like I mentioned last week, she has won more director awards in an awards season than any other director in history. She is just winning at every single place, so she'll probably end up winning here as well.
There are artistic films, I know, the indie films, that the Academy Awards seems to love, and they reward each other with these things. Then you have films that are just huge blockbusters, and they don't get any nominations.
They sometimes do. They sometimes don't. Well, this year, there's not a lot of that because...
But I'm talking about, I mean, you know, it's, sometimes they are recognized, but you think there's ever going to be a category for, I don't know...
Blockbuster? Well, they tried Best in Popular Film at the Academy Awards. Do you remember that? 2 years ago, they were going to have a Best in Popular Film category and got so much backlash on it that...
For Black Panther, right? Because
a lot of people thought it was to give Black Panther a win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a ridiculous category. I don't think that there's really any way to do that. So I think it's going to...
I mean, something like... What was the biggest film last year?
Last year?
Yeah.
Probably Wonder Woman, 1984.
84? Really? Yeah.
It's not the 84th Wonder Woman movie. It's...
No, it's called 84. We saw it. Yeah.
That was the biggest film last year?
Probably. I mean, again, in terms of gross, the highest grossing film domestically was Bad Boys for Life, because that was one of the few movies to come out before the pandemic.
Oh, okay. Well, then take it back a couple years. I mean,
a couple years? Okay. Yeah. If you're thinking 2018, Avengers Infinity War was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it nominated for anything?
I think it was nominated for visual effects and probably the sound categories.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they're being nominated in certain things like that.
Okay. And if you look at like Avatar, that was getting tons of nominations.
I was thinking about Mel Gibson's movie Passion of the Christ. What was a decade or so ago, maybe more. It made more money worldwide. It was seen by so many people, and I don't think it had one nomination in it. So that's what I was wondering about. But like you said, they really pushed back on the most popular movie, but they still get nominated in certain things. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So and then there's can I go through more categories?
Absolutely, please. You're here.
The other big ones: best film screenplay. This one's a little weird because the Oscars separate screenplay into original and adapted. This award show does not. It's just one screenplay award. Probably going to go to Trial of the Chicago 7 because they love to give Aaron Sorkin awards for writing. And then animated feature, this one, take it to the bank, Soul will win this, easy. Pixar's movie that came on Disney Plus on Christmas Day, it's easily going to win this. And then Best Foreign Language Film, also very easy win. Minari will definitely win
one. Oh, okay, I have to look at that one.
Yeah, that one actually is coming on VOD this weekend.
All right,
and
good.
I highly recommend it.
I love my foreign films.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to, I think we're going to be doing also a film festival this year.
Okay.
So I hope so, we're
advertising.
Hopefully we're going to move forward. Now that we're in Red Tier, we'll talk a little bit more about that. And coming up, we have the one and only Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, and he is going to be chilling.
Big event.
Oh, my gosh. The downtown walking area is going to be open. And
let him.
Well, we're going to praise that. And Blake's coming to be back up. And we appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
The cleverfilmcritics.com. And, of course, you can read Robert's reviews. You're just an amazing young man. We appreciate you coming on all the time, filling us in with what's going on.
Of course. All right. Thank you.
Okay. That was a big smile on my part. You didn't see it, but could you hear it?
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993. Veterans, family, seniors, business owners, it all. If you're having any questions about your insurance, you know, whether it's health insurance, fire insurance, whatever type of insurance, give Judy Maxwell a call. Give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Blake Fisher.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight.
And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 Year Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 735 on the 24th of February, and this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Well, are you? If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Makes me think about it, you know, actually. My next car will be an electric car. Visit cityofredding.org EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates that are available. And by the way, the weather today, sunny and breezy with a high of 60, mostly clear overnight, lows of 38, mostly sunny tomorrow, 68. Friday calls for sunny with a high of 64, Saturday sunny, and once again on Sunday where we go up to 67 degrees. And with us this morning, we have just a wonderful...
And the weather's brought to you
Shasta by... Gas Propane. And with us this morning is the one and only Blake Fisher. We have the rolling out and the applause and this wonderful thing. Oh, my God, and it's gone fast.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, KCNR. It's great to see the lovely Linda Bott.
And our talented Blake might break out in song and say, good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Aren't we missing theater so much?
Oh, my gosh. I feel blue. When they talk about blue, my bones hurt.
Yeah.
From not having music. In fact, it was really cool because it's forced me to go through my studio where I have an old upright piano that I grew up with. In fact, my piano goes back to history of that it was in the L.A. Opera House.
Really?
So I need to have it tuned. Pat Karch came over. They moved some stuff. But anyway, long story short is that, you know, music is, I've got it front and center in my room until I paint it and move it around. But it just brings back, you know, when you have your F key with a crack and it's, you know, it's ivory keys. So we both understand the sonic healing of what happens with music, and also when you engage with others in the theatrical productions of what it takes to have a whole group of people in order for something to move forward. And that's very much in sync with what it's taken with Viva Downtown and this, the downtown area opening.
Exactly, Linda. My gosh. Yeah. You know what? We think of downtown, and the reason why I'm on today is to talk about the streets reopening. I mean,
right
here, KCNR is located on Market Street, and as we know, Market Street was Historic Highway 99. And, you know, 49 years ago to the day, Highway 99 was enclosed to create that downtown mall. I mean, you guys remember that. It was this giant structure that took up.
When was We've been here 15 years. So when we got here, there was...
Did you say 1969?
It was 1972.
Oh, yeah. No, we were done
49 years ago.
I was just a child.
Yeah, well, when we got here, though, when we bought this station... Mike Quinn would have known all that because this used to be evidently this building that's a Shervin Square.
Yeah.
Has been here. Of course, it's a 100-year-old building. In fact, behind the wall, I'm sure it's all brick. You know, go on.
Well, yeah, these brick buildings that get plastered over, all over beautiful history. But why I'm here today is that, you know, these streets are actually reopening. So that is the Downtown Street Circulation Project, which started, you know, it's been 2 years in the process of, you know, removing the Dickers Building, getting the underground parking established, building up Market Center Apartments. But right now, this started 1 year ago, just before the pandemic hit. And it's the Downtown Reading Street Circulation Project. And once that began, all these streets were closed off. with the mission to revitalize and reopen Market, Butte, and Yuba Street. And here we are arriving on this day where the fences are finally down, the pavers are all set, and the red carpet is being rolled out for cars to start driving on it once again after 49 years of no cars being able to.
So when you turn from, okay, well, Market Street, where the, let's see, the karate school, well, now it's a fern, like it's a fern shop.
It's called Plant Daddy.
Plant Daddy, I got to get in there. And then you have the nursing program on the right, I don't know the name of the building. So how far down can you go once you turn, once we go straight from our studio, what's happening?
So if you pull onto, you know, if you're pulling off of Eureka Way or Shasta Street and get on Market Street, you're going to be able to drive straight all the way up to Yuba Street. Now, it doesn't completely connect through.
Yes.
Because there's still some properties that are in the right-of-way. But, you know, hopefully with the intention that these streets will connect, because you look at all these old photos of Reading and how Market Street completely pulled through. And what I can say about this, instead of looking at a big mall structure,
right,
when you hit Market Street, you can look all the way down and you can see the Cascade Theater marquee.
Wow.
You can see when the Christmas tree is placed, you see the Christmas tree right in its original historic location. And then there's a new Welcome to Downtown Reading sign.
I see that. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Who did that?
That was through Chamber of Commerce Reading City Identity Project.
Okay.
And Ryan Russell, Rad Architectural Studios,
okay,
designed that. And they just moved to downtown. And so we bring up, you know, that was the karate studio. That used to be the Temple Hotel. Like, you guys check out these photos from the Shasta Historical Society, this Temple Hotel that was like this Gothic architecture that loomed over downtown.
In fact, we're going to begin a series of 1-minute spots from Dottie Smith about the history of Reading.
How cool.
In Shasta County here. We're in the process of putting it all together right now.
We are rich with history. And to acknowledge that history and to see where we were and to see where we are and to see where we're going is most important. But Linda, you guys have seen downtown transform.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, what has downtown been like for you guys, and what do you see downtown becoming?
Well, since we've been here, of course, the big change was the Dickerson building. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were in there riding go-karts, and we weren't there. You know, they had, I think they had a food place in there, too, but they had the underground parking, which very few people seems to know about.
Forgot about the go-kart thing.
Yeah, and then so having that change, more businesses downtown. Of course, you know, things have changed also not for the good in some areas with the amount of homeless and transients that, or, you know, hanging out down here. But that seems to have been cleaned up a lot.
Yeah,
look at Yuba Street. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I tell you what, and I can tell you the day it started. I can tell you almost to the day when it started, when they started cleaning it up. It was 2 days before the election, you know, because that's a voting.
Yeah, we have the Shasta County elections right here in downtown.
Well, but no, but I mean, I'm talking about on Yuba Street where the Veterans Hall is. And that's that was a polling place. And the day before, the police came in there. And since then, that place has been immaculate.
It's been beautiful.
And in front of the post office, so that's done. But other things you just see is more excitement, more things happening, all of those things happening, you know, the Beer and Wine Fest, you know, people walking around downtown. And I think we're going to see, as this lifts, this, you know, the spring and it gets warm again, I think we're going to get swarmed down here. So I think it's great. You need a downtown like this.
So you have moved. Let's talk about those apartment buildings down there. How does one go about? We've got a couple minutes before we go to the next break. I love the – okay, I'm just got so much – excitement. So you're okay. Tell us about where the apartments are.
Yeah. So here's what replaced the downtown mall and the old Dickers building. It's called the Market Center Apartments. It's this 4-story building with underground parking as well, which is available to the public. Market Center Apartments was available to us and was a possibility due to a $20 million California state grant for affordable housing.
Right.
Now, with that $20 million state grant is what reopened the streets. So to look at Market Center, it's the newest building built in downtown. 82 units, all affordable housing. And people wonder, what does that mean? So it goes off of our area's median income, which Shasta County is about $47,000. So it, if you're a resident there, it goes off of like the 10% income up to 80% income.
Mm-hmm.
So like a one-bedroom, because the first question everybody asks is, how much does one cost? So a one-bedroom unit could cost up to $450 up to $1,050. It mm-hmm. just depends on your income.
Right.
Utilities are also included, which is such
wow.
a cool. Yeah, because it's all solar when you see this architecture of this building.
I want to see one.
They're beautiful. The fact is.
Is there a long list?
There's a good interest list, but
yes.
People should apply. Because we want interesting, vibrant, excited people that want to live, invest, and play in downtown.
Yeah,
because downtown's
would,
changed significantly.
It would be interesting. So along with those people, it's like, give us a bio about yourself. What are you contributing to the downtown scene?
Well, to invest in downtown, the difference is, you know, the residents that lived in downtown, like really in the downtown core, we have, you know, Hotel Reading
mm-hmm.
And the Lorenz, and that is our senior housing, which has been fantastic mm-hmm. to have people that live in downtown. But the difference is we want more families in downtown. We want more young people. We want more people that want to, when they live in downtown, they're able to walk, bike, and play in downtown.
Right. Love that.
And when you think about downtown, we've always had a nighttime economy with our wonderful bars and businesses. But when 5 o'clock hits, most of our businesses in the downtown core are county offices, which 5 o'clock hits and they disappear.
And it's like dead. You always know it was someplace after, like when I used to tour a lot, it would be 5 o'clock. It's like a cannon could go off and nothing would, you know, like it, the streets, they call it the streets roll up.
Yeah.
Is an old term.
Yeah.
The streets roll up after 5. All right, we got to take a break. We're here with Blake Fisher talking about downtown. Now, today is at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
Is there a ceremony?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that when we get back right here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Carl and Linda Bott on your morning show, Free Fire Radio.
From a town known as Wheeling, West Virginia. Wrote a boy with a 6-gun in his hand, and his daring life of crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Pop some popcorn, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to celebrate local filmmakers with the 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival. Happening March 6th, the Sundial Film Festival is presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading. The event has gone virtual this year, so you can enjoy the array of films from the comfort of your own home. It's free to view the Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to sundialfilmfestival.com and RSVP. The 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th online at sundialfilmfestival.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
into a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere. Sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Kuglin DeBott, and I'm here too, Carl Bart. It's 7:51 in the morning here. It's 45 degrees, I think, something like that. It's like 45 degrees.
It's a beautiful morning.
Weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment. The only area hospital with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, which means less pain. It's less invasive, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Blake Fisher's with us and is giving us a tour of a verbal tour of downtown. But there's something happening today that, you know, everybody's invited to.
Yeah, today at 11 a.m. If you tune on, so everybody that's listening right now, if you would like to see what this ribbon cutting is like, because I know everybody's working and I know that some people are social distancing. So I want you to be a part of the official ribbon cutting ceremony and the official reopening of Market Butte and Yuba Street. So if you tune on to Viva Downtown on our Facebook page, which hopefully will also be shared by the City of Reading Facebook page and the Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, you're going to be able to see a point of view of these streets reopening. Now, at 11 a.m., that's going to begin. It's basically three parts. You have your speeches, which is going to be done by Viva Downtown's Executive Director, John Truitt, the City of Reading City Manager, Barry Tippin, and the City of Reading Mayor, Aaron Reznor. They're going to finish their speeches, walk over, cut the official ribbon.
Oh, boy.
And then when the ribbon is cut, there will be a wonderful car procession of police cars, fire trucks, the dashes that are in downtown, the downtown area shuttles, the howl scooters, bikers, pedestrians, to be the first official people to walk on these streets and ride on these streets.
Oh.
So, you know, we are going to make sure that this is a virtual event and never get hung up on the word virtual, because this is so exciting. It's like we don't go to the Thanksgiving parade every single year. We watch it broadcasted virtually.
Right.
So think of this as Al Roker giving you a point of view tour of this ribbon cutting ceremony. And number one, when these cars start going by, it gave me memories of doing the rodeo parade and seeing Carl and Linda Bott, on the live broadcast, giving everybody who's who and who's walking and what's that like. So it's exciting to see things are starting to reopen and a sense of normalcy is returning. So
with a newness.
With a newness. You know, don't go back to normal.
Yeah, this is a launch.
Yeah. We're
huge launch.
We're renewing what it's like.
That changes the whole face of Reading.
Yeah.
Like, why does one want to move to Reading? And you know, it's really interesting with this whole, the vitality of this downtown scene is going to be bringing in, you know, there are people your age that grew up here, moved out, did their degrees, are living somewhere and have decided I want to come back where I'm not dealing with so much traffic. I want my children to go to my children go to school here, and this is the resurgence. We've had House of Realty, again another downtown business that have been 57 years in business, and they said that this is the first time in their history of them doing real estate. There's only 400 and some houses on the market.
Oh my goodness!
Because people are deciding to stay.
Yeah.
And not move, and there's a bunch of new development that's happening.
Yes. Well, you know what? I always think about this as someone that's grown up here my whole life. I'm 25 years old. I picture this. Reading is a big enough city to make an experience, but it's also a small enough city to know everyone.
Yeah,
cool. We're so connected. I mean, we're just one bridge away from connecting to everybody.
That's true.
The funny thing is the long, you know, but the river, which is there, mm-hmm. and you would think, I mean, it's a 5-minute drive or 10-minute drive anywhere. But you have people talking. Oh no, you know, that I'm like, when there, it's on the other side of the river. Mm-hmm. It's 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
You know, and I've heard businesses talk about that. But this downtown is going to be the hub.
It's the hub.
That brings that together. And the amount of things that are going to be happening down here. And, you know, frankly, we love it because we can just walk from our house.
Yeah.
Downtown.
You guys are just right off the downtown core.
Just off the corridor. We can walk down. We can walk down to the Thursday night stuff at the when that was open, great restaurants, and then now with all these other things that are happening, there's no reason not to walk down.
Exactly. And here's what I hear from that. You guys don't come to downtown for the parking. You come here for the experiences. We don't go to Ashland for the parking. We go for the experiences.
Right.
We don't go to San Francisco for the parking. We go for the experiences. We don't go to Disneyland for the parking. We go for the experiences. And that's what downtown is. For anybody that's not coming to downtown because they're worried about parking, it's so sad to hear because it's such a walkable community. And the only difference is you park around the corner and take a short walk to some of these interesting buildings. Downtown sets the stage for how we want to see our community, and it's so different from the rest of Reading because when you hit downtown, you see all these old architectural, beautiful buildings. Like right across the street, you have Old City Hall.
Right.
This beautiful brick structure. And then you go down the new streets with the oldest building built in 1888 right across the street from the new building, Market Center Apartments. Downtown's walkable. It's enjoyable, and you're going to get an experience unlike any other parts of Reading.
I'm curious if on the plan is that once we start to open up, it would be great to do the art walk.
Yes. Well, this is so – I'm so glad you asked because Viva Downtown and a couple of the downtown businesses have begun First Fridays. So the first Friday of every single month, we encourage residents to come to downtown, walk, bike, scooter, support a local small business, and actually enjoy your downtown experience because downtown's reopening, downtown's changing, and it's so exciting to be a part of history to be able to see the revitalization and support these local businesses that need our residents to invest in them more than ever, as we've learned from this last year.
Well, Blake, we really appreciate you. We look forward to we're going to go down there today at 11.
11 a.m. Yeah. I hope you guys do. And, yes, you know what? The downtown street is big. If you guys are...
It's open.
It's open. The fences are down.
Yeah.
If you guys are going for coffee right now, go check out. Go park. Go walk. Go get a cup of coffee.
Yeah. From the hearth and all that. Now,
Thank God they were able to stay up through all this.
Persevere.
Which lane? We were talking about this yesterday. Have they put a arrow on the lane yet?
It will be a learning experience. So this is.
I just want people to understand this. If you're coming down and you want to drive down today, the opening of Market Street, there's three lanes that goes down into one lane.
We're on Market Street. So the biggest. We'll wrap this up because I know we have to hit our sponsors and our advertisers.
Well, we got the.
So, Market Street. Basically, if you're pulling onto Market Street, it's going to be the left lane closest to Shervin Square, the beautiful burnt orange colored building.
Yeah, just drive where the tattoo shop is.
Right on the corner. That's how you're going to get into Market Street. Now, that barrier is going to come off at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
So after 12 o'clock today, cars will have access to Market Street. And you can pull onto those areas from Pine Street, and you can enter onto Market Street. And all this information, I know that everybody wants to know what's going on downtown, and you have that access, so go to cityofreading.org/downtown.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hey, all right,
thank you so much.
Applause, applause.
Now we're going to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be right back after that with Open Line Wednesday.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, the stats are just in January, a stellar month for new home sales, surging 4.3%. The median price of a new home fell last month, but it's still up more than 5% from 1 year ago. The White House promising to get more COVID vaccines out to the states.
Limited supply of the two approved COVID-19 vaccines has hampered the pace of vaccinations nationwide, but the White House says help is on the way.
States will now receive 14.5 million doses this week, up from 8.6 million doses per week when the president took office.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki also says pharmacies will see an increase in their vaccine allocation by about 100,000 doses this week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Described as awake, responsive, and recovering, Tiger Woods has undergone surgery for serious leg injuries sustained in a vehicle rollover yesterday in suburban Los Angeles. He was alone in his SUV at the time of the crash, which correspondent Doug Ferguson says raises serious questions about Tiger's future in pro golf.
You just wonder how bad it is and what we'll see from Tiger going forward. I mean, you can't get away from the fact that look, he's not going to be around playing golf forever. He's 45 years old. He's gone through a number of surgeries. But I think the first thought you come to on this is the end of a career coming as faster than we realize.
Surgeons inserting a rod in the tibia of Tiger's right leg. Screws and pins have been employed to stabilize his right foot and ankle. Five officials, members of the board that oversees the Texas power grid, are resigning in the aftermath of the grid's near collapse during last week's extreme winter weather. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 159 points, while the Nasdaq is down 28. The S&P currently 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Over 10 years ago, we realized how important saving family memories was, and we wanted to help. Legacy Box started from that passion and has now helped over 850,000 families digitally preserve their film reels, VHS tapes, and photos. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. What started with the two of us in a garage is now over 200 trained professionals. Legacy Box is a safe and secure way to put all your favorite family memories on an easy-to-view digital format like a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. We ship you a sturdy Legacy Box to fill with all your outdated media, safety barcodes to track your items throughout the process, and a prepaid mailing label. Legacy Box has been featured by Good Morning America and The Today Show. Not bad for two kids in a garage.
That's true, Nick. And here's the best part. We always wanted to make it affordable to preserve your entire collection. So we are offering 40% off.
Go to legacybox.com/LBOX to take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's legacybox.com/LBOX to save 40%. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
Ghana, the first nation to receive vaccines acquired through the UN's COVAX initiative, delivery of 600,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine.
This is the first shipment to take place under the COVAX scheme and will be used to vaccinate healthcare workers. The actual administration of the shots won't start in Ghana till next week. COVAX plans to get out 2 billion doses to poorer countries this year. At a recent G7 summit, world leaders pledged more money for the mechanism. But the World Health Organization says cash is irrelevant whilst there are still problems with global vaccine supply.
The BBC's Naomi Grimley. Mexico's president claims his country doing better than the U.S. in dealing with the pandemic, even though Mexico's per capita death rate is probably higher and the country has vaccinated less than 1% of its population. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some of the country's largest auto insurers, a target of class action lawsuits arising from the coronavirus pandemic.
Lawsuits have been filed in Nevada against the 10 major auto insurance companies, alleging the firms failed to lower their premiums to reflect the steep drops in people driving and accidents following the various stay-at-home orders during the pandemic. Lead attorney Robert Eglett acknowledges that the companies did lower their premiums or provide refunds, but they didn't reflect the actual reduction in travel. He says the rate should have been cut by 50% or more. Spokesman for USAA says his company returned more than $1 billion to its auto insurance customers. Similar suits were filed in Illinois against six companies last summer. I'm Tim McGuire.
Leading tech companies say a month-long breach of corporate and government networks was so sophisticated that a government had to be responsible for it. All of the evidence so far points to Russia. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 24th of February. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. I'm waving at him. He's waving back. Yay.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. And Linda, the lovely Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody. Currently 48 degrees. We're going to have a high of 60 today and overnight lows of 38. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 68 and overnight lows of 37. Friday, sunny, 64. Saturday, sunny, 62. And Sunday, high of 67. These are the beautiful days. We're working around our house. And, you know, before we get going into anything political or covering headlines, Carl and I once again wish to express, many of you know that we, I'm just going to say this because there's been such a beautiful outpouring of, you know, texts and people showing up and sending flowers and plants and cards on behalf of our beloved Snooki, a.k.a. El Killer, that went to cross the Rainbow Bridge. And I never really knew that expression until this last week. You can hear that I can talk about it now. Wednesday, I was a wreck trying to read the weather, you know, and I'm sure those times will hit again. But yesterday, we went to pick up at Dr. Bond's of Reading Veterinary Center.
Her ashes.
We went to pick up her ashes, and they have been absolutely, I mean, you
phenomenal.
Could not, you couldn't ask for more gracious. Two women came out. They gave us the tin. You know, we're going to do a little shadow box. They also, you guys, I don't want you to think that this is like a gross subject because this affects all of our lives if we have pets. And we love our pets. We love having that, the little critters in our lives. So anyway, they gave us a page with the imprints of each one of her paws. And then my girlfriend, Karen, who does our ad, our monthly ad in Enjoy Magazine, and she is with Wonderland Signs, who does our signs, and they've been very much our right-hand person when it comes to print and such, and she's been such a friend, put together a 10-minute video of Snooki. Last night we watched it. And it's just like, these are things that are about celebrating a life, celebrating our time. So we just want to thank everybody who is so, you know, right there with us, you know. Anyway,
well,
that's what
been,
I have to
people
say.
People have been very nice, and, you know, and we just want to thank everybody. Yeah. I mean, yes, it's a dog, and you can't compare it with people, but the...
I can.
Well, I'm talking about people in your life. I'm not just talking about people. But it's still, I, you know, for me, for the first time in my life, I realize now why, when I see things about, you know, I used to see things about, you know, people losing animals and all that. And it's like, well, okay, that's too bad. But now I kind of understand it. Anyway, okay, We've already talked about the downtown. 11 yes. o'clock today is going to come up.
Movement forward, positivity.
Our city of Reading and Bethel look like they want to extend the lease at the Civic. Now, they've had it since for 10 years, and you know, frankly, we supported it because we saw the Civic losing $1 million a year, going into disrepair. You know, what are you going to do? The McConnell Foundation, I'm sure, I think I got said, they would love to have that whole area down there and just bulldoze the Civic down. No, it was told to me by a gentleman there. This was 10 years ago, okay? But Bethel stood up and said, no, we'd like to lease this. And as you know, there was a battle about it. But now, 10 years later, they've done a tremendous amount of improvements down there. Yeah, it's Bethel. And they've had some events that have been turned away, but few. The question was, are they going to be bringing events in like they did before when Andy Green was down there? Well, as it is, they did. They've had more events than ever. And Nathan
Parmalee
has done a great job down
there. And Julie.
And Julie Dyer. Mm-hmm. And all those people down there. So they're doing it. Now, my question is this. Okay, we want to extend the lease. Is that because it's like a bird in the hand type thing, as opposed to putting out a request for proposals to other organizations that may want to have the opportunity to lease the Civic? In other words, it's leased, and they've been paying their $67,000 a month or whatever.
And they've updated it with millions of
dollars. And so they've been good tenants, so it'd be kind of like, you know, we're here leasing our studios. We're good tenants. We pay them every month and all that stuff. We don't complain too much. So, you know, they just extend our lease instead of looking and putting an ad out there saying, hey, anybody want the studios at 1326 Market Street? So, anyway, they're
but
looking at that. And I must say this, that Julie Winter is not on the committee.
Who's they are looking at?
The city of Reading.
Is looking at whether they're going to renew.
Renew the lease.
Okay.
And they put together a group, and Aaron Resner's on it, and one of the city people, and a couple other people that have worked in this area. But Julie Winter is not on it, because, of course, Julie is in the hierarchy of Bethel. Plus, she's on that advanced Reading committee that runs the Civic Auditorium. So.
I'm confused.
I think it's a good idea.
I'm really confused. I've heard like three different things.
No, you haven't. I've said exactly the same thing. Maybe not. Okay.
All right, no,
you're confused, I'm probably confused
everybody.
No,
I mean, okay, so we started off by saying the city of Reading is going to,
the city council.
City council is looking to see whether they're going to renew the lease of Bethel.
Extend it. I mean, if renew works for you, renew the lease at Bethel.
All right. And what you're saying is that even though,
Bethel has been a good client. They've paid. They've made a lot of good things.
And Julie Winters is not on that.
Well, Julie Winter, who is on the city council, is also the member of the hierarchy of Bethel. She's in the top leadership group, so she should have nothing to do with it. She shouldn't even vote on it because it touches on her so closely. But I don't think she will. But she's not on the group to make the decision.
That's what I wanted
say.
To clarify.
Right. No, she's not on the group to make the decision, which is right. She recuses herself from that. You have Aaron Resner and a couple other people. It's going to be a four-member committee.
Okay.
The mayor, one other person from the city, and then two other from the bureaucracy of the city, and then two other people.
Okay.
So they're making that up. Okay now?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry I confused, if there was any confusion out there. A question here. What is the market for an old building that has... Yeah, okay, good. What's the market for an old building that has limited possibilities? You're right. But there could be somebody out there that says, well, I want to bring in acts from all over. I want to do this. I want to, you know, like they did last time when they had two or three businesses competing. Yeah, there could be, but if that's the case, they will come on in and say, hey, we'd like to be looked at. I don't think it won't happen because you're absolutely right out there.
Well, I can tell you,
friendly newcomer, it's an old building.
Well, I can tell you that you build a reputation, which is what has happened at the Civic with people who didn't want to come back to Reading because they weren't happy with, let's say, 10 years ago of what their experience was with the Reading Civic. Bethel's come in, or their organization, or whoever works under them in one of their branches has come in and updated it so you have comfortable seats. You've got much greater sound. And then they have a committee that goes out when people come in, take them all over to Whiskey Town, take them out, give them an experience. So big name acts are wanting Reading to be on their list. I have heard about it. People they've had to turn away, I can't mention who they are, huge world-renowned acts because of something. There is a promise. Like, for instance, when they're going to do a car show or they're going to do
a local event. Takes precedence over bringing in
a world-class act that says, I don't have this date. They can't bring those world-class acts in on that date because of the fact that they've made a commitment to local. And I've heard about it. I've been witness to it. And it's frustrating because there's that one big arena that we have, and it has to be multi-used. So until something was built, you've got one place to be able to hold 2,500 people.
And with that, we'll take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil has been an integral part of this community since 1967, and they offer a variety of different products. Of course, they're moving fuel and everything, but they've got a CFN card, the Commercial Fueling Network. And no, you don't have to be a big business to get this. And they're good at over 57,000 fueling locations. But if you are a business and you want to keep control of your people that are riding, when I say keep control, but keep track is what I mean, of people that are using it, that gives you, it gives you all types of things you can do with this card. To keep track of the amount of gas or diesel that people are using. You can put restrictions on these if you want. There's just a number of things. One of the many things that SST Oil brings, plus the fact they are a great employer. They're an employee-owned company, and they're always looking for good employees. So you give them a call at 241-1167. Proud to be an all-American employee owned company. We'll be right back.
You heard about the legend of Jesse James and John Henry, just to mention some names. Well, there's a truck driving legend in the South today, a man called Bandit from Atlanta, GA.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold.
I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And it's Wednesday, Jarrett, and 8:20 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been doing this for decades. And if nobody knows more about fixing windshields, can I say that, than Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He doesn't take any chances with your safety. He repairs your windshield and he guarantees it for life. That's right. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. I just saw him work on one just a few weeks ago. It's like he's a magician. He fixed a 12-inch crack. Can't even see it. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. For more information or a free consultation there, you can give them a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Okay, Tiger Woods, probably one of the most famous golfers, one of the best golfers ever in the history of golf, wrecked his car yesterday. The thing is the section of the road that he was in this, the police, who, of course, they were making all the announcements mm-hmm. and everything, said, oh, no, this is a stretch of road that has lots of accidents. So he was coming down the road, and it was in the morning, and he either lost control or something, and he went off the road. It rolled several times, ends up against a tree. But the question is this the end of Tiger Woods? Because he had significant orthopedic injuries to his right leg. Compound fractures, shattered right ankle, which they had to put a rod into his hello. Am I there? Hello.
No, thank you.
Thanks. I'm sorry. Was I interrupting you?
No, you were still on the air.
Well, there was a logo on the door for the Genesis Invitational Golf Tournament for which Tiger was in town. He didn't appear to be driving exceptionally fast at this point.
No, and like I said, compound fracture of his leg, his shattered right ankle, and so. But the thing about it is, your golf game is based on your legs. You know, that base, that, you know, you're getting a good solid turn and all these things. So I would imagine that this is going to be a long time before he plays golf again, if he can ever play golf again. So, So you have to just, you know, hey, thoughts and prayers out to him is that he recovers from this. I've had a shattered ankle. I've got titanium pins in there, and it takes a while to come back. But his injuries like this. You just kind of feel this guy's going through. Oh yeah,
he's lucky to be alive. They
had to get him out in the jaws of life. That's how trapped in there he was. Do you have something, or can I talk about? Are you ready for this out there, Jared? I'm going to talk about Governor Newsom. Governor Newsom signed the stimulus package.
He did. And there's, from what I hear, how much percentage of that is really for COVID? We're talking about COVID.
He said...
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Yes, we are talking about Governor Newsom. Okay, a $7.6 billion coronavirus relief package on Tuesday that will give at least $600 to one-time payments to 5.7 million while setting aside more than $2 billion in grants for struggling small businesses. Now, it goes through, they still, you know, and it, this is from an article by KTLA, Channel 5 down in L.A. He says... The backbone of our economy, this is from Newsom, is small business. We recognize the stress, the strain that so many small businesses have been under. And we recognize as well our responsibility to do more. Gavin, it's you. You've been the one that's been causing this. You're Newsom at noon one day, and you just shut down the whole restaurant industry in the state of California just with an edict by saying you're going to be shutting down. It had nothing to do with logic. Had nothing to do with the idea that you actually talked to a small business that said, you know, Mondays we bought our food for the whole week. And how many millions of dollars of food that would go to waste? You get paid every 2 weeks. You go to the laundry, the French laundry, I believe is it the French laundry?
Yes.
That, you know, a place that it takes you a year waiting to get into, but why? Usually because, and then the portions on the plate are extremely small, but they're, you know, but they are cute. He does these things. So this is my favorite part of it. It's going to be 330 in the first round of funding. They received more than 334,000 business requests. And then he put another $2 billion in it. So, but once the law is passed, it will bring the total state stimulus package to just under $10 billion. And that is what? Now, that includes $3.7 billion to pay at least $600 in one-time payments to about 5.7 million people. Most of them will get this money by claiming the California earned income tax credit on their tax returns. In general, these are people who make $30,000 a year or less. However, they'll also go to people who earn under $75,000 per year and use an individual taxpayer identification number to file their income taxes. Why would they use that? It's because they don't have a Social Security number, including, and I'm quoting this, immigrants who are ineligible for the federal stimulus payments Congress approved last year because they're here illegally. They don't use that. So Newsom is going to be paying out taxpayer dollars to illegals who make up to $75,000 a year. As part of his group.
Well, all I can
say... So we need that. We need another shame. It's just, I'm sorry.
I mean,
we need the shame thing again.
All I can say is that we are in a time right now, and I will give you an example of what is happening if we as the older, or what do you want to call it, where the boomer generation... work with our children and our grandchildren about the pride of a job. Yesterday, I was in a particular store buying particular groceries, and ran into a friend who owns a business and said, okay, here, this made me sick to my stomach because this is what we're facing. This person, now that we've gone into red tier, can go back, but she cannot find employees because the employees would rather stay on stimulus money. They don't go to work because they're making more money staying home So somewhere the pride there is not in existence. They don't know the difference between taking money from the government and or else going to work and earning it. There is no pride there. In fact, to me, that's shameful. Someone in their office, someone in their lives, someone in their family should sit them down and tell them, do you understand what this is? Is this what you're going to do the rest of your life? And how do you think you as a citizen is affecting your brother? All right, that's one. Two, that conversation, that this person who happens to own a restaurant is going to have to take tables out because she's got less employees and people who go in and wait say, well, there's a table over there. Why can't I sit down there? Because you have to, with little smaller employees, you know, maybe the employee.
Less employees, less tables.
Yeah. So she's going to have to take out tables so that the patrons don't get angry. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, just to hear that makes me feel like, okay, you might as well chain up the back of my arms and make me feel like I got to run a race with my hands tied behind my back. Those are the things that are happening. That's what I'm outraged about. Okay, I have my piece.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Our local community bank, we do our business with Cornerstone. It's community-oriented, of course. It's locally owned, locally run, local board of directors. They've really been helping a lot of people during this last year with the first Paycheck Protection Plan. Now with the second one, with helping people's dreams still move forward, keeping businesses open. I mean, this is what Cornerstone Community Bank has. Two locations here in town, 192 Hartnell Avenue and the heart of Reading, the old cobblestone shopping center, one at 1845 California Street, right down here, that you could be able to drive, very quickly from here or just walk down in 5 minutes. And of course, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:31 in the morning, 46 degrees out there on the 24th of February.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, we don't play it a lot.
If
but,
you were
you know.
With somebody like that in the office, are you going to be somebody who goes to HR and say, this guy's bugging me? Are you going to tolerate it? It's like the brother.
Well, it depends.
Are you going to say he's... I mean, I've always wanted...
If he's acting it out, you might want to...
Are you going to be a tattletale, or are you just going to be tolerant and say, whatever?
46 degrees out there and 8:36 in the morning here on the 24th of February, a Wednesday. Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda. Yeah, I'm so sorry about the loss of your dog. I've had to cremate little tiny pets that people didn't consider pets. They're rats. Yep.
Yeah.
And they do give unconditional love. So not everyone grew up with a pet or on a farm or whatever, so I just want to start with that, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lori.
Devastating to the heart because you just feel like you just got shot completely.
Yeah.
And if people don't understand it, I'm not going to talk here for the next 10 minutes about it. It's just, it's how it is, and it is, does take time.
Yeah, thank you.
I am very sorry, Linda. So I'm calling today to give an update on the Board of Supervisors meeting that was held yesterday and something happening also downtown today, so people are going to go to the launch of Market Street and whatnot. Consider going to the Court Street Board of Supervisors steps at 11 because they'll be holding a media briefing option for people to ask questions about the COVID situation. Every week at Wednesday at 11, they have the online version. Well, after enough asking and pleading, and I hope it's not called begging, but we finally had on February 3rd, it was the very first pilot program to have the people, we the people, ask questions of Dr. Ramstrom, our health officer, or Robin Schurig, or Donald Ewert, or any other individuals involved with the metrics to get the red tier versus the purple tier and all the components that go with it. So today at 11:30 is our turn. Yesterday at the board meeting, Chairman Joe Comente was announcing he's going to take it away for today, making it sounded like a unilateral decision because only two people showed up for the very first time. Well, I had to kind of chime in from the back of the row and say that you can't do that. I've already sent out an e-blast announcement telling people to show up because it's not been well publicized. The only thing I heard about it was PSA starting a day or two ago on the radio that you could email your question. Why am I belaboring this point is if we do not have access, and this has been about a year of no contact dialogue, and all you have is a little tiny 3 minutes at the Board of Supervisors, that's not engagement. That's not getting your answers to your questions. So this is huge, folks. If you are scratching your head wondering how does this system work, how are we beholden to a criminal, Gavin Newsom, who's obviously in a fast recall, I would just encourage and implore people to find the time today to physically show up, because if not enough people, whatever that is, don't show up, that will be snatched away. So I'm just trying to expose the work that's behind the scenes. And yes, yesterday's comments, if you want to go to the archives, were about public comments, that they want everyone to talk in the beginning and leave. They don't want to hear about the agenda comments. And thirdly and lastly, there's been a massive amount of technical glitches when people are up there at their 3 minutes and they're saying something challenging or interesting or maybe confrontational. I'm not talking about threatening people who are being totally out there. I am talking about the everyday person who's fed up. They have sudden technical glitches. It happens to several of us, and we're tracking it. So just FYI to the tech people covering the Board of Supervisors, we are documenting and logging every time that it goes dark, fuzzy, weird, or the test pattern shows up. This is all by design. This is not just a random one-second glitch. We know that happens. We totally know that. So that's pretty much my update on the Board of Supervisors and making it downtown to ask your questions.
There you go. If you can't complain if you're not part of the process.
This is true, Carl. Absolutely so. Cannot.
Or you can't get the process fixed if it's not that.
And informed consent's a big thing because if you roll up your arm sleeve at the doctor's office or if you pull down your pants, you're giving consent at that point. It does not mean you're giving informed consent. Informed consent, you got the paperwork, the data, the fact sheets, all of them. The manufacturer's crimp sheet you barely ever get. That dialogue is not happening right now with this experimental mass vaccine gene therapy called the Pfizer one or the Moderna one, and now we have AstraZeneca with a
I don't know. I've researched that pretty much, and I've had two shots. I don't feel...
I'm not saying... Not everyone's going to react right away. Some are mild adverse reactions, some are serious, and some people die. And we caught Dr. Ramstrom saying that death is not a symptom side effect. She needs to go to the Bears government report because it's clearly there.
Okay.
Death
All right.
has been added as a side effect or an adverse reaction.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Just saying. I'm just trying to let people slow down a bit.
I know.
This isn't mandated yet. Take your time. Do as much research as possible and demand that you get, if you are going to take this experimental vaccine, demand more than the 5-page or the 6-page fact sheet, which is very, very little information. Ask for the full long form.
Okay.
That's my point. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. We had Jerry. Thanks. We had Jerry on the line.
Did we lose Jerry?
All right.
Jerry.
We did lose Jerry.
All right. Jerry, call back. Well, sometimes people are...
I can't wait.
They're in a car on the way to work, and we have to go through commercials. Yeah. So maybe next time... We'll ask our callers, are you en route?
How come the media, mainstream media, isn't keeping track like they did when Trump was president?
Of
COVID deaths. COVID, they had, in the, you know, they were more than happy to point out that, you know, during your first, you know, during the first 100 days, you lost 100,000 people. Well, so's Joe, but yet we don't seem to be seeing that in the news. And in fact, and this is based on January 20th. They had something like there's been 94,000 deaths from January 20th when Biden took over. Yet you're not hearing that. You're just not.
Look at Jerry
that.
Back on the line. Let's take Jerry.
Okay.
Hey Jerry, good morning. You're live on the air. What's on your mind?
The record searchlight has let me down.
Why is that?
I've been subscribing for 21 years.
Okay.
Just about daily, I've read that newspaper. Been subscribing for 11 years.
Uh-huh.
And they took away the Mallard Fillmore cartoon.
Oh, no.
Yes, they did.
Oh, no. Not the Mallard Fillmore.
But here's the deal. Their explanation was weak. It just says we want to move on.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's just like we're tired of carrying him, and let's just piss off the conservative readers again. So casting my subscription. I am casting my subscription. In fact, it's already canceled.
Well, okay,
you
wow.
know what? That's the way that you get people's attention. You cancel your subscription. But when did they do this?
This morning was the first one. I subscribe. I get that paper every morning about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Matt and I, you know, I drink coffee and then I turn to Mallard Fillmore, you know.
Yeah.
And he's gone.
Well, see,
I hope Silas Lyons is listening.
I wouldn't hold your breath on that.
But let me tell you about another thing. This isn't the first thing.
Uh-huh.
About 5 years, when we moved up here 11 years ago, we always liked to go to high school games. So we were down in Southern California. We went to high school games, basketball. We didn't care. We just liked to support the youth sports. Anyway, the Record Searchlight, up until about 5 years ago, in the sports on TV, usually on page 2 of the sports section, they would always run a description of what was going on locally. Tonight, football game, Shasta, playing Chico, Enterprise, basketball games, Little League, they did all of that. And we depended on that to know what was going on. And now that they've done away with it, we have been going to Shasta College football games, West Side Little League games. That was just a little thing that they could have sustained, and they did away with it.
Yeah. You know, it's...
That's the local
player. They used
player.
To have something like 200 employees or something like that. I don't know. It was a lot of employees. I think they're down to like 12 now. And let's just face it, it's USA Today, Gannett. And they're just going to keep pushing it down and pushing it down. We've lost...
Well, we're at it. Yeah. While we're at it, they don't support the school sports. Like when Enterprise won the state football thing, and there's been a number of outstanding things that the kids have done. They don't create any special sections. They go out and sell advertising and make a special thing with pictures in it and everything that, you know, can be a memento. You know, they miss so many opportunities to tell the readership about, especially with sports.
Yeah, the sports section on a Sunday is a little, it's pathetic. Yeah.
Oh, I will buy the paper on Sunday because of Victor David Hanson.
Well, he's a good guy. Okay, hey, like Jerry, we have to run. Thank you so much for calling, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, thanks. All right, hey. We're going to take a break here.
This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been in the business here in Redding since 1982, and Joe Martino's just done a great job. 100% certified organic produce. Their grocery selection is huge of healthy types of groceries you could get. Vitamins and supplements, they have people they've hired there that can tell you exactly what those vitamins and supplements can do for you instead of you just trying to guess. They have free monthly health seminars. Now, because of COVID, they're not, but they've got all the other seminars they've had, and there's dozens and dozens addressing everything from diet to weight loss to, organic eating, all of these. And you can go to orchardnutrition.com/past seminars to see all of these, all for free. That's Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
You get around, you wanna fly, but won't you feed on the Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/ruscholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. I'm ready. Yamaha ski boat. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Perdomo Reserve 10th Anniversary. The Perdomo Reserve is a medium to full-bodied blend, giving off notes of dark cocoa, espresso, and ending with a progressive complexity of mineral-rich zestiness. Come down to the shop for your Perdomo Reserve today, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and DeBott. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 46 degrees out there, clear. It's going to be a beautiful day on the 24th of February, Wednesday at 8:52 in the morning. I want to talk about background checks. And everybody hears background checks, you think, oh, gun control. No, it's got nothing to do with this. Background checks. We have a friend that had met somebody, and they seemed like a really nice person. And witty and articulate and all those things. But he struck the daughter as being something about him. So she ran a background check on him, which you can do relatively easy, and found something, really bad back there in his past. Background checks. The idea being is that, you know, a lot of people meet people online. And what goes on, you know, what they put online is not necessarily true. They also prey on people who may be in a weakened spot in their life that, you know, anyway, a little bit older, or somebody that's gone through a divorce, or they've had a loss.
Tender.
And they're kind of like that. And then, you know, they get swooped in on like this. I dated online. And, way I'd do it is I'd meet somebody for lunch.
Or coffee.
Mm-hmm. And so we could sit down and talk. And so you could really see if this is what, is this the same person that comes across online?
Yeah. But they would post a picture maybe 40 pounds ago or, you know, not
or say
really.
Things that are just totally
that
untrue.
That are not, yeah. Just
totally
make it up.
Untrue. So her fail, you know, so.
Not to put anything bad. Let's
just
back up.
No.
If you decide to go online, which I have friends that have done that, they've met the love of their lives. And so the good news is that that can happen.
No, that happens. Bob and Brenda.
Yes.
That online. Bob and Brenda Belongi.
And we have a couple other that have been, yes.
What a marriage made in heaven.
I know. That,
boy,
totally.
I tell you what. But the use of background checks has just gone up and up and up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because this is somebody that, you know, that we know very well that this happened with. And so the idea that, you know, the love of your life that you've known for 3 or 4 months, and oh my gosh, he swept me off my, this
mm-hmm.
is not in this case I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about. Oh, but we're so simpatico. I mean, everything is just perfect.
Right.
Oh my gosh, he wants to move in with me.
Yeah.
All these things. That's why you have background checks.
Right.
If you love me, what's your Social Security number?
Yeah.
Well, why do you want that? And here's my Social Security number, so you can do a background check on me.
Yeah, there's nothing to hide.
Everybody
there's nothing to hide. You really love me, then hey.
Everybody that comes to work here, we run a background check and a your analysis.
And we did that for a reason.
Yeah, and because Pat Karch was coming, and we knew we had to set it up beforehand.
No, because we found out that some people were not telling the truth. And we kept wondering about that, you know?
Yeah, we had one employee that had just lied to us, totally lied to us.
Yeah, constant.
So I would recommend, you know, and of course, and here's the other thing, and you and I have talked about this. This is dating today.
Mm.
It's got to be tough.
Well, I could tell you, if something happened to you and, you know, my heart healed or whatever, definitely, without a doubt, the person who I would spend time with would do a background check, because I have experienced that people lie and forget that they're lying. They don't even know they're lying. They make up a new reality, which isn't the truth.
Well, at least.
And go to exes. Go to ex-wives. Go to exes and find out the truth.
I would hope that your mourning period would last at least half as long as he has for Elk Killer. Okay. I mean, at least half, because anyway, no, you know, I had this woman I was married to, her ex-husband said, he told me things after she and I had split. He told me things. I went, why did you tell me that? I mean, I knew him, you know, kind of, you know, because of the son that they had shared.
Yeah.
He says, would you have believed me if I had told you that? And I went, no, it's just weird. But now I believe it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You have an ex-wife, the mother of Jennifer, who has been nothing.
Oh, what a wonderful
woman. But, yeah, and you guys were kids. You got married. You have this. And she, and I remember Jennifer, your daughter, saying, my mom and dad, I've never heard them say a bad word about each other. Hello, that is such a beautiful example of, can people be like that, really? So,
going back to the background checks is this.
Yeah.
What I would be thinking.
I did it on you.
Yeah, but you're never sure what my name was. You're not even sure now this is my name.
I did it on you.
I've had a lot of different assignments. I had different names.
Yeah, of course. You have several passports.
As one
James
guy
Bond.
Said, he says, Colonel Bot, whatever name you're using now.
Right.
I thought, that's kind of cool.
No, I have different identities.
I did not run one on you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a good idea. Okay. Just the idea of background checks for people that's gotten to that point now. But
yeah.
I tell you what, if your daughter or your son was dating somebody.
Yeah.
I tell you what, why not run a background check and see, you know, because when you get married or you give your heart to somebody who was using you, that's, you know, that's wrong. anyway, that's my soliloquy on background checks.
Absolutely. Okay, so
tomorrow we're going to try and have, Trish and I are going to try and have the Stephanie Bridget in, the DA. She had to cancel last week. We're going to try and get her back tomorrow. And Friday, of course, one safe place. It's the last Friday of the month. Mm. And then it's going to be March.
So, yeah, one safe place. The CEO, I mean, I've got the people on the board looking for something, just a really particular, spectacular person that they're trying to find to, of course, take Angela Jones' place. And so I was talking with a good friend of mine who's on that board and sent me, you know, the protocol. And so, you know, times are changing, things, new people. But I wanted to say a positive quote for today is, what makes you different or weird? That's your strength. Thank you. I wish somebody would have said that to me growing up, because I always thought that I was just a weird person, and I'm still a weird person, but I've had to kind of tone it down. But what makes you different or weird? That's your strength. Don't crop it.
Yeah.
That was my don't crop it with me.
Okay. Honey, thank you so much for being with me today.
Absolutely. Let's make it a beautiful day.
It is. Remember, it's the good guys.
Be kind to others.
Guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.